You're listening to BBC World Service and live continuous coverage of the attacks on United States targets. We'll be bringing you this story in our coverage of the Caribbean News.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
New York's World Trade Center is the victim of an audacious attack as two hijacked airliners bring down its twin 110-story towers. Thousands may have died and Caribbean leaders joined the international condemnation of the attack. And Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says the reported Libyan offer to buy Eastern Caribbean bananas is not a serious one. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. New York and Washington have suffered catastrophic destruction and heavy loss of life in a series of attacks by unknown assailants. A huge operation is underway to find survivors from the wreckage of both towers of the World Trade Center in New York. They collapsed after hijacked airliners with passengers on board were flown into them. And part of the Defense Department, the Pentagon, near Washington, continues to burn after another hijacked airliner plunged into it. Many thousands of people were in the Trade Center building, and the governor of New York State, George Pataki, had said the casualties will be more than anyone can bear. It's already known that some 260 people were on board four lost airliners, and there are no known survivors. New York has one of the largest concentrations of Caribbean communities outside of the region. From there, Leslie Goff sent this report.